The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday Eve edition. You know, saying it that way because Dom's back today, and you know, Dom's already looking forward to the weekend on his first day back to work.
He's already tired.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be exhausted when he joins us. Back to the phones. We don't usually take them early, but in deference to the fact you ain't CJ, 844-967-2789. Taking Jeannie's call. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got?
Hi, guys. I had a call on this one. I couldn't wait.
Tommy Thompson. Or against Tommy?
Against him now. Years ago, Tommy Thompson was a different kind of guy. And he worked for the state and helped funeral workers when we lost the plant on our side of the state and tried to help get programs going, really and truly get programs that help people. But then he changed. And then when he ran for the Senate, and he was bashing the liberals and the Democrats, he sounded just like the gall darn Republicans that are in there now, spouting off the same spew. And I thought, Tommy Thompson ain't for us anymore. He's not the same guy. And any guy, Tommy, if he was that great and sure of himself and he cared about our state, he wouldn't be going down to meet with that scam artist.
Well, that's an excellent point, Jeannie. But you got to understand, as a political talk radio host, I am more than a little excited about the prospects of gubernatorial candidate Tommy Thompson. And, you know, let me ask you this. Let me see if, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, Jeannie. But let me ask you, maybe Tommy learned from his experience. I mean, Tammy Baldwin beat him soundly, right? Well, he's a smart enough political creature. Man hasn't lost a lot of elections in his lifetime. Maybe he learned something. Look at the way he shepherded the UW system through the pandemic. I mean, there was admiration from both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yeah,
I think he was the right guy at the helm at the right moment in history. Well, could he be that right guy again for the state of Wisconsin? And I think you've already given your answer, but I'll give you one more crack.
Okay, hey, listen. I like Tommy Thompson for what he did years ago. I do not want to see him in that position because if he kowtows to Trump now and he's got overruled, he'll be overruled. I've seen too much of what's happened in our federal government of good people, good Republicans that used to work to the other side, and then all the pressure, and now they don't even take an inch. I'm very frightened for our state. And that even makes me more frightened because people know of Tommy's past, and we're not assured that the Republicans aren't going to own him like they've run our state, unfortunately. So, yeah, I don't want to see any Republicans governors in our state, not with the new Constitution. Remember how they want to change the Constitution and have that? No way. It's too bad in our state right now. We need somebody with an iron hand to say no to all of the things that they're trying to pull in our state. So anyway, thanks, you guys. I didn't mean to go on and
no,
on.
No, that's
on.
Okay, Jeannie. When I think Iron Hand, I think Governor Tony Evers. 844-967-2789. Jeannie.
Only when talking about Euchre.
You know, he's got both powers, baby. 844-967-2789. Our pal Hawk. How you been, Hawk, man? I can't wait to come to your joint and have a party. What was called you today?
Hey, yeah, I think maybe, I don't know, maybe this summer would be a good time.
Well, we got to wait till summer to have a party at a bar? Come on, Hawk.
Well, no, not anymore, I guess. Right, coming to hang out, it's a little weird. I'm actually driving back from Tennessee right now, and it's weird being down in Tennessee.
But are you in Kentucky? Because I drove back from Tennessee. Not in Kentucky, because I drove fast in Kentucky.
No,
I want to get
Kentucky
through Kentucky.
Bit. Yeah, we did. We drove through there. We don't like hanging out in any of these. But, well, It's nice to hang out in the cabin that we were at, but anyway, I digress. But Jeannie stole my thunder because I think, like Brian said, Tommy doesn't get off by going to a Nazi party and not be thrown into the Nazis. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry, but we don't get to call him a moderate. You don't get to be a moderate and go to Mar-a-Lago. I'm sorry, but you're not. You're just not. You're a right-wing wackadoodle. Anybody who goes to Mar-a-Lago is a right-wing wackadoodle, and that's what they should be called. And so Tommy Thompson, whatever he was before, he's morphed into something that's willing to go to Mar-a-Lago, and that's a right-wing wackadoodle.
Yeah, but what if he got to fly first class on Trump Air and, you know, got two scoops of ice cream with dinner?
If you ask me, that shows you even worse if someone's willing to sell out their soul. If that's really who he is, you see what I'm saying? Like, are you friends with the racist because they buy you dinner?
Well,
like, are you willing to do that? I'm not.
No, I probably wouldn't eat.
Buy me dinner, you know.
You make a good point there.
Racist ice cream, like racist ice cream. Here, have some ice cream. Don't worry about the Nazis. No big deal. You know what I mean? Like, we have to paint Tommy for who he is. When's the last time a moderate Republican won anything, anywhere? I mean, the Republican Party is radically different than when Tommy Thompson won.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? is it possible, Hawk, just possible, that he could help them break the fever and bring them back to some sense of normalcy?
No, he just went to Mar-a-Lago. How is he breaking the fever? He just took some ivermectin to break the fever.
Hawk, you're killing me, man. You're killing me. Hey, brother, I'm telling you, it's always a good time to party at the Jade Monkey. I'm just looking for a good reason. Why don't you invite us over?
Well, you come soon.
We'll be there soon at one of Hawk's finer neighborhood bars right here in the greater Madison area. Not stuck. You know, I brought it up. But we are going to talk about oil. And Joe Biden, the president, did speak today on the topic. I'm just a little excited. Maybe it's just the political horse race. The political pundit in me gets a little excited about the prospects. Tommy Thompson jumping in the race. We'll talk about it later in the big show. Come back. We'll let you know what Joe Biden had to say today on the topic of oil.
Well, let's give him credit. At least he didn't spike himself.